turundusdoktor aitab.
And now we go on to our last topic, that is the case study, and the case study sounds like that. We are a small company specializing on recruitment of IT specialists. One of the partners has a thorough background in IT and has a wide network. The other one has been a human relations manager and knows that field. We have planned to recruit Estonians abroad and also skilled IT specialists from abroad to Estonia. The problem is that we don't know how to market our services. We have tried to get visibility by advertising in print media and using banners in internet, but this has not influenced our results.
Christoph, any ideas?
Well, what are you selling? You know, it's and then who might be the buyers? Then you go where the buyers are. So that means if you recruit and if you want to find these guys, go where they are. So where are they?
They probably don't know.
Well, we're planning to recruit Estonians abroad. So first is to find out where they might be. Universities, you know, do we wish to get them already experienced or just fresh from the university?
Probably both here, in this case. Mm-hmm.
So let's find out where they are.
And then what?
And then when we know where they are, we communicate directly to them and we explain to them why we think we could do the job and we are the company where they would like to work in.
Okay. As I understood, this company is an IT company themselves, so they need those people for themselves. Or
No. I think they are a recruitment company. And they are recruiting IT specialists to IT companies or any other type of companies. So they are the kind of intermediator.
Mm-hmm.
So they would like to find companies that are able to recruit Estonians. This is what you say then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but why Estonian then?
Why so narrow scope?
No. I think it's a good idea to recruit Estonians as such. Why not? But if you position yourself as a company that is proposing Estonians, because you are a recruitment company and you have a portfolio of Estonian IT people, and you want to find company that might be interested in recruiting them, why Estonians? You know, you have to explain why you feel that this could be a good idea.
So you think that it would be wiser to widen the portfolio and say that we are helping you to recruit IT specialists despite the nation?
No, I would do the opposite. Sorry, I was not very clear. What I think is, if you feel that the Estonians have something special that the other people might not have, and if you feel that by that argument is strong enough to create a difference towards competitors, then just do it. You know, I mean, and it can be a lot of different things. It can be because the people that you are having in your portfolio are having a special high level of education, because there's a special school in Estonia that makes people specialize into that. It might be because they are specifically cheap, very cheap just now. I don't know. It might be because there has been a very high level of decentralized tasks to IT people in Estonia that makes that they are already having a kind of experience, even if they're young. Whatever. If there is something, then do it. But then, if there is nothing that makes it special, then forget about the Estonian or not the Estonian. Then make it global. But at the end of the day, why should I use you to recruit my people? What do you provide me?
Yes, the same question. I actually don't see any business there. Myself and why? The reason is that knowing this, the competition, high level competition in IT sector, I know about tens and tens of good IT specialists who are getting from all over the world here in Estonia proposals through LinkedIn, through different channels. People just find them because there are huge need everywhere. So trying to go and trying to put yourself in between there, I don't see any good points because today the salaries are growing very quickly there, and the connections can be made easily. So probably if you want to do something special, then you have to say what is a special service, as you told, that we provide. For example, we are doing this, analyzing something, and we are looking and finding the best of the best people for a best projects or something like that. But still, it seems to me that I don't see any good business point for myself.
Well, I think honestly, from what I know from Estonia, it's you are probably the country in the world where you have the biggest penetration of internet and the completely. I mean, this is the chance of jumping. For the last 20 years, 25 years, this capacity of jump makes that there is a lot of things that Western countries are still fighting with, history, way of doing things. We always done that, blah blah blah. That Estonia, for instance, is not facing, and that is absolutely true as well on IT. So I could imagine that it would be possible to develop a story of. Go directly where you need the specialist of today, and the level of education is very high. The level of still, even if you say the salary is increasing, you cannot compare that to many other places in the US or in Europe or wherever. It's still accessible workforce if you are Estonian. And then if you're on an IT, if you're smart, you can even work at distance. You do not even need to move people. So that could be, I think there could be an idea there around it. Right. So, but it needs to be specific. I mean, the whole story, to go back to the case, what we lack here is why. Again, I'm buying from that. And I would think, yes, but what is different? Are we back to what we just said before? So this needs to be precisely a bit more.
Yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I wanted to add also that like these two types of people that they have in the company, one from IT and the other one from human relations, is a good combination. But I think that maybe knowing how tough the IT market is and how difficult it is to recruit kind of specialists on IT in different positions, and how the IT guys actually don't want even to open the emails they get with different offers. So it might be wise trying to understand the signals when the people who work in the current jobs are starting to be ready to move. The signals might be that there is a big project ending in the company, and maybe it's difficult to find a good challenging project for them. Or the signal might be that there is some change in the top management when people decide that, okay, now I want to leave, I want to do something different. There might be even different signals. And I think that spamming IT guys with your emails that please come to work with us might not be very effective. But if you know the early signals, what would probably lead to a willingness to change a job, you might be much more effective. And then when you already know the people, then it's kind of the other part is to try to fit to them with the companies who have projects that are needed for the skills, and maybe to be the best intermediator there, helping to really make the good decisions. Mm-hmm. And in that if it's like that, then it's I wouldn't say that to make the job change as a habit where we started today.
It will be a habit
But make it as easy and smooth as possible. that you're really not only helping to change the job, but maybe also being a coach with the person, because knowing how fast the world is changing, it might be in 3, 4, 5 years when the person might need a new change in the career, and then you just have to be there and keep the person within your network, so you know how they move, what they do, and you already know when you see the first signals they are starting to be ready for the career change, then you already know what would be the best place for them.
Yes, I think that's interesting, because that would be a kind of, you know, sophisticated part-time bureau, kind of, you know, not in the fact that it's part-time or a short mission, but it's still using the same techniques. I agree with you. That would be a good thing. I was also thinking, you know, IT is today, almost nobody just defines IT as IT. Today is because, you know, working with organization or because you have a change, a process of change. And very often the companies that are mastering that or telling you that you need to reinforce your IT or change or gather or get new people are the big consultant companies. So if you are an agency and you're very close to Accenture, you're very close to PwC, you're very close to these guys, then you might have a very close, you know, a best way to market yourself as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you a lot for the ideas. Thank you a lot for the show. Please listen to us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies that we can solve during the next shows.